We're back here on Giants.com. John Schmelk, Michael Eisen for another off-season report brought to you by New Era. And Mike, the Giants start their 2013 offseason with a bang, letting go three starters, four Super Bowl rings among them. Mm-hmm. Talk about these three moves. What do you think the major factor was in these decisions?
Well, I think there were several. Obviously, saving money is a primary one. You've got to get under the salary cap, and all three players, Michael Boley, Chris Canty, Ahmad Bradshaw, had pretty significant salaries. I think, all three of them had injury issues last year. Ahmad Bradshaw obviously has had foot and ankle problems for a while. So I think that is certainly was a big factor in letting them go. I think the Giants are looking to get younger and healthier at those positions. At defensive tackle, we have Marcus Kuhn and Marvin Austin. Frankly, neither has done much in the NFL yet. Marcus Kuhn did show some things before he tore his ACL. So there are players here who could potentially replace those that were let go, but that's not going to stop the Giants from looking at other potential replacements from the outside.
Taking calls on our morning show, I feel like Giant fans everywhere still have nightmares periodically of Jason Sehorn's torn up knee hurting it on special teams 10 years ago. And now I have somewhere I'm going with this. Will the Giants keep David Wilson as primary kick returner or maybe a part-time kick returner if he's their number one running back next year?
My guess would be his kickoff return duties would be reduced if he's the primary running back. If he's the number one running back, I don't think you keep him as the primary kickoff returner.
And the Giants also make some news bringing a player back, Sean Rogers, back in the mix after missing last year with that blood clot issue.
Yeah, that was, it's funny I say that they want to get younger at defensive tackle and you bring in Sean Rogers, who is probably, what is he, about 14-year veteran now. But, he was frustrated. He never really got a chance to play because he had the blood clot issue that you alluded to. He's still a massive body, a big presence in the middle. We no longer have Chris Canty. You want that run stopper in there. You bring back Sean Rogers, and let's see if he can play, if he can contribute.
Final question, Mike. I'm not asking for names or anything like that, but I've gotten a lot of questions on Twitter and, again, in our call-in show every morning, Big Blue Kickoff Live, which is comes your way at 9:30 on Giants.com.
That's a plug.
That is a plug. Thank you very much. Do you think more moves are coming down the pike here, or for now, are the Giants done?
Oh, I think there are more moves coming, but they may not be as dramatic as these. They may be, ask players to take salary cuts. There could be another cut or two coming, but I don't think by any means the Giants are done. I don't think that the Giants are far enough under the cap where they can stop making some kind of move with the things they want to get done in the offseason as far as signing players.
There's always change in the NFL. You have to get younger. You have to retool, and that's exactly what the Giants are doing.
Exactly.
Mike, appreciate the time as always, and that's all the time we have for the offseason report right here on Giants.com. For Michael Eisen, I'm John Schmelk. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.